Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making an old-school 808 tail hit hard in Ableton Live 12, but without wrecking the headroom or flattening the drums. This is one of those drum and bass moves that sound simple on paper, but the difference between a rough demo and a pro-feeling drop is all in the control. The big idea here is really important: distort the tail, not the whole bass indiscriminately. If you just slam the entire 808, you'll usually get three problems at once. The sub starts to smear, the kick loses its punch, and the limiter on your master bus starts working way too hard. So instead of making the bass louder in a brute force way, we're going to make it behave like an instrument. Start with a clean 808 source. You can use operator, drift, or simpler with an 808 sample. If you're using a sample, put it in simpler and work in classic mode so you've got tight one-shot control. The first thing to shape is the envelope. You want a fast attack, no sustain, and a decay that feels musical rather than endless. Something in the 250 to 700 millisecond range is a good starting point depending on the groove. Keep the release fairly short too, so the note doesn't hang around after the MIDI ends. Now here's the first really useful move: split the sound into two layers. One chain is your clean transient, the other is your dirty tail. This is a huge headroom win, because the front of the note can stay punchy and defined, while the tail gets all the attitude. The transient layer should stay mostly clean. You can high pass it lightly if needed, just to remove unnecessary sub junk below around 30 or 40 Hz. The tail layer is where the distortion lives, and that's where we can get nasty without destroying the clarity of the hit. On the tail layer, start with Ableton's stock saturator or drum bus. With saturator, a few dB of drive is often enough to get character. Turn on soft clip if you want it to catch the peaks more gently, and always trim the output afterwards so you're comparing tone, not just loudness. That part matters a lot. A louder sound always feels better for a second, but equal loudness is how you actually hear whether the processing improved the sound. If you want a rougher jungle edge, you can push a bit harder, but if it starts to fizz, back off and clean it up later with EQ instead of just overcooking it. Drum bus can be excellent here too. A little drive, a little crunch, and very careful use of boom if the sub is already strong. If the tail starts clicking too much, you can even pull the transients down slightly. The goal is not destruction for its own sake. The goal is a controlled dirty decay that still feels solid under the drums. After distortion, clean up the low end. This is where a lot of people accidentally make the bass sound bigger in solo but worse in the track. Use EQ8 to trim any unnecessary sub rumble below about 20 or 30 Hz, and pay attention to low mid build up around 120 to 300 Hz. That range is sneaky. Too much energy there can make the tail feel heavy in solo but muddy in the full mix. A small cut there often makes the bass feel more powerful, not less. If the distortion has made the top end harsh, you can also gently tame some fizz around 2.5 to 6 kHz. Utility is your friend here too. Keep the low end stable and mostly mono. If the distortion has added stereo junk, collapse the width or reduce it. A practical workflow is to keep the source mono before distortion, then check the width after. That way the saturator or drum bus is getting a predictable signal, and you're not letting stereo weirdness creep into the sub. If the 808 is still masking the kick or the snare, don't immediately just turn it down and hope for the best. Shape it with compression first. A compressor on the tail chain with a moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack, and a timed release can keep the note moving with the groove. You only need a few dB of gain reduction. If you want the bass to duck around the kick, sidechain it to the kick, so the front of the bass gets out of the way and then returns in time for the next hit. In drum and bass, that kind of ducking makes the low end breathe instead of fighting the drums for space. Now for one of the most effective intermediate moves: resample it. Once the chain sounds good, record the bass to audio. This gives you a lot more control over level, clipping, editing, and arrangement. Trim the audio tightly, and don't be afraid to print a few versions. In drum and bass, committing to audio was often faster and better than endlessly tweaking the live chain. You can even slice the resampled tail into little phrases and treat it almost like a break. If the printed version is too clean, hit it lightly again with saturator or drum bus. If it's too wild, use EQ and compression to tighten it back up. This is where the musicality really starts to show. An 808 tail shouldn't just be a static drone. It should answer the drums and the vocals. Write your MIDI so the bass phrases leave space. Use a long note on beat 1, an offbeat answer, maybe a short stab near the end of the bar. That call and response feel is perfect for rag-inspired DNB. If you've got a vocal chop, let the bass reply to it instead of stepping on it. In a 174 BPM roller, that back and forth can be what gives the drop its swagger. You can also automate the movement. A little extra saturator drive and a pre-drop fill can make the bass feel like it's leaning forward. A gentle filter sweep can open the tail just enough to create motion. Even a simple utility gain move can make one phrase feel bigger than another. Don't think of automation as decoration. In this style, it's part of the arrangement. The last check is always the same. Hear it with the drums. DNB bass does not live alone. It has to sit with a kick, the snare, and often a chopped break all at once. The snare should still crack, the kick should still pop, the tail should be audible and rude, but not so huge that it swallows the whole drop. A great rule of thumb is to lower the whole bass chain by a couple of dB once you think it's done. If it still hits hard at a safer level, that usually means the sound design is solid. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't over-distort the whole chain, when you really only wanted a dirty tail. Don't let the sub go wide. Don't make the decay so long that it masks the groove. Don't keep boosting the master limiter just to make the bass feel bigger. And definitely don't judge the sound only in solo. Solo is useful for checking details, but the real test is how the bass changes the whole drop when you bring it in. If you want to push the sound further, there are some great variations. You can send the tail to a return track and blend in a parallel dirty version underneath the clean one. You can use two gentle distortion stages instead of one extreme one, which often sounds smoother and more musical. You can also add a tiny bit of chorus or width only to the upper harmonics, while keeping the low end centered and stable. For darker neuro-leaning stuff, a small amount of bit reduction from Redux can add a grimy texture, but keep it subtle. You want character, not brittle fuzz. And here's the deeper mindset for this whole lesson. Make the distortion behave like an instrument, not an effect. If the tail only sounds exciting when the track is soloed, it's probably too wide, too long, or too dense for the mix. A good 808 tail should make the drop feel wider and heavier without stealing space from the drums. That's the sweet spot. So for your practice, build a simple two-bar ragga DNB phrase. Load an 808, split it into clean transient and dirty tail, distort only the tail, shape the low end with a cue and utility, write a short MIDI phrase with a long note, an offbeat answer, and a short stab, then drop it under a kick and snare pattern or a looped break. Automate the drive or filter across the second bar, resample it, and compare the printed version to the live one. The goal is one bass phrase that feels rude, controlled, and mix safe. That's the move. Heavy, but tidy. Dirty, but focused. Big enough to shake the room, but still leaving the snare and kick all the space they need.